Welcome, Sam. You're the first one, which is jumping on to this Christmas special, the advent calendar for this year. Last year, I went and asked people around their traditions around the world, because I realized even in Europe, from country to country, have different Christmas traditions, different days, which are special. And this year, I asked my former guests and some my network and friends if they want to join sharing their story about a book that is dear to their heart. And about Sam, Sam is, I don't know, you're a videographer, you're a marketer, you're a young entrepreneur. I don't know where you're now at the moment. It has been a few months since we talked. So please, who are you in short?
Yeah, my name's Sam Lister, and I run a company called Blank Slate Media, and essentially we help brands scale their video content on social. So doing a bunch of video content for other entrepreneurs, agencies, and whatnot, really replicating kind of the Gary Vee model of content. I currently am in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in the States here. And I am 21 years old. I love snowboarding. I love spending time outdoors, working out, and really anything in the self-development world.
Yes, so that's a very good summary. I can see the background is still the same as last time we talked.
Yep.
Or at least the posters. Yes, so what book is coming up to your mind or in your heart when you think of a book that, you know, means something to you?
Yeah, so the book Essentialism is what comes to mind. And my business coach gave it to me, actually, or recommended it to me. And really the main concepts of Essentialism is to limit all of the excess noise in your life and really focus on what's the most important in your life to really move you towards your goals and towards a future that you want to live. So we can definitely jump into kind of the main points and main takeaways of it from here, but that is the book that stands out to me, Essentialism.
Okay, and that was important to you because you, where you were in life, what was the situation you were there? How did it change?
Yeah, so I'm working on scaling my business right now, and one I guess problem or roadblock that I've always really found myself getting stuck in is focusing on way too many things at once and really spreading myself too thin. So focusing on like 3-4 different things at once and then not really creating any momentum in any of those things. So this book really helps you realign your focus so you can focus on just the important things that actually move you forward.
Do you have anything that comes to mind where your focus was really spread and then you were able to hone into or like focus into that one point that made a change?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say the biggest one in my life when I really transitioned into getting into video in late 2018. So prior to that, I was testing a lot of different things in the e-commerce world and real estate and a little bit in social media and cryptocurrency and Forex, and the list goes on and on and on. I was just doing so much at once. But then once I got the few first like video opportunities, I jumped on it and redirected all of that focus, cut everything else off, and then went all in on video. So that was definitely the most prominent change I've made in my professional life. And it holds true today. Now I'm still in the space. And then obviously there's more pivots, there's more changes within the video sector alone, but that was really the move that changed my life.
Yeah, I remember when we had the first talk together that you really had no background with video, and you basically just got a camera, you said yes to whatever opportunity you got, and you just made it. And you just scaled up and up and up, and you're 21, right? So that's pretty amazing that you were able to just grow and you had employees. I do not remember how many you have now, or I mean, COVID and all that stuff. So actually, how does it affect you with Corona? Does it help you to have Essentialism, the book, to actually focus around all the chaos we have in the world?
Yeah, totally. Even like a little prior to COVID happening, kind of in like March, April time, when like the world really started taking it seriously and more lockdowns started to be implemented. Prior to that, my mind was kind of everywhere and I didn't really know what direction to take the business. But then once COVID hit, I read this book, months before COVID happened. But once COVID hit, I shifted all my attention into video editing and building a full remote team and remote service. So we're not doing really any in-person filming anymore. So it's all remote, all video editing, all centered around like social media content. So this book has definitely helped me facilitate that transition into focusing with this new direction.
Awesome. So yeah, you basically answered all the questions already. Let me see, because I thought for this Christmas special also to give, like, you know, for the listeners what they would get reading the book for themselves.
If you're balancing multiple ideas in your head and you don't exactly know what to focus on, or, and I'm not even talking about just entrepreneurship and launching your own business, but really anyone in life, if you have multiple ideas in your head and you really don't know what the next steps to life is, this book is really, really good at just simply showcasing, okay, what should you focus on day to day? What are the tasks and opportunities you can create in your day-to-day that really moves you forward, and identify those. So this book definitely helps you identify whatever everyone's goals are different. Everyone's vision is different for their life, but it really helps you define the exact stepping stones to get to that one vision, that one goal you have.
Wow. I mean, you make me really curious now. Do you have any, because what I realized in this COVID time, now it's December. No, it's not December, but it's close to December. Since, what is it, 8-10 months almost with this chaos around the world, lockdown, not lockdown. You're allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do that. But there was a lot of online classes coming all through the year, different ones for healthy eating, healthy mindset, healthy whatever. And many of them are talking about, you know, get your focus, get your purpose, get your idea. So what is the difference here? Do you remember one or two exercises or quotes, stories? I do not know how this book is built up. Before we go to the quotes, how is this book built up? Is it like a teaching book? Is it a story book? Is it example book?
Yeah, it's definitely more so on the educational side. So it goes in, and there's a bunch of like cool like little graphics you can use, and it talks about like prioritizing different tasks in your life, and it's just really based on almost kind of like a minimalistic mindset with your life and how the pursuit of less is more sometimes. So it really just walks you through that. So it's definitely a mix of stories, exercises, and just learning lessons.
Okay, and anything that stands out
for it's just really the overall concepts of less is more and how to really just strip away everything. And they talk about the 80-20 rule a lot. Typically 20% of all the work you do generate 80% of the results. So they have a bunch of examples in that, from anywhere from investing to teams in sports, like sports teams and stuff, to everything in between, really. So yeah, just really the it explains the pursuit of less is more.
Okay, but do you have any exercise where it says, or something like an example? It showed, I mean, I remember this less is more, Tim Ferriss was interviewing someone in Japanese. He had a translator, even though he claims that he speaks Japanese. But I remember she was talking about, let's say, clothes. You know, you take out the clothes, and normally we gather up a lot. And there's some clothes we never wear because we want to wear them for the special occasion. And then we are too fat or too thin or whatever. It doesn't work. So when you look at those things, and you just feel like, no, you put it away, and then you only keep the things which you want to have. I mean, that was one exercise she talked, and I do not remember how she called, what her name is, and the book she talks about. But do you have some kind of an example like that? So like, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
Yeah. So they talk about habits a lot in this as well. And I believe this specific example was in another book, something related to habits. It might've been Atomic Habits or something, but they brought up the Britain's cyclist team, again, in essentialism, I believe. Again, don't come after me if I'm confusing my books, but I'm pretty sure they mentioned them in both books. But essentially, they were talking about how these tiny changes and these tiny shifts of focus on these very individual things. So one example, I guess a little backstory, Britain's cyclist team was just awful for many, many years until they hired a new coach. New coach implemented a bunch of super small changes and small habits, from different seats to different fabrics on their clothes to different workout times to different diets to different sleep schedules. Again, a bunch of small different habits that they were focusing on, and they were getting rid of everything else. And within, I don't know the exact time frame, 5 years or so, they're like pretty much like the most winningest cyclist team on the planet. And they had a run for, I think it was close to a decade or something, where they won just an astronomical amount of medals, from Olympics to Tour de France to everything else in between in the cyclist world. So that was a cool example that stuck out to me.
I do not know where I heard about that, but in the last few weeks, it must be last month or so, I heard exactly that example. And I think the British cyclist team won never, ever anything. So it was like, they were like the most terrible cycling team ever. And that coach, yeah, he also put in massage, I think, after the, and the sleep, you know, improved the sleep, improved the massage, the recovery. Yeah, you mentioned most of the things. And yeah, it's a lot of these small things, but they added up to, yes. I mean, I can definitely see. So another thing now, what I realized trying to read a lot this year, I have a Kindle and I also have some books. And of course, I have also the computer. How do you recommend to read that book? Is it like a book you need to have in the hands, or is it something you can read digitally as well?
I think you can read it digitally. I prefer in hand, just because I'm on technology so much and I'm on my computers and phones. So I like physical books. I don't have a Kindle or anything. I don't have an iPad. So yeah, I prefer like physical books, but it really just comes down to your preference. If you want to listen to an audiobook, you can do that. Even everyone learns in slightly different capacities. Everyone reads in slightly different capacities. So just find what works for you. But no, nothing really stood out to me saying, oh, you absolutely need to have this in person in your hands, or you can read it on Kindle. So okay. Either one.
For me, I just realized fantasy books and like, you know, like story books are really cool on Kindle because it's not so heavy.
Yeah.
And one part for me with my ADHD is like, I'm always going to the end. And when you have Kindle, you don't do that. On the other hand, when I have like these improvement books, or, you know, self-improvement, whatever it is, I tend to go back and forth because you have like these different exercises and you kind of want to sweep through it. And on Kindle, that's kind of difficult. That's what I realized for myself. I prefer like stories on Kindle. You can take it wherever and it has a little light inside, so I can read it while my wife sleeps or whatever. Now it's pretty dark here in Denmark in the north for some time. And physical books I like when you have to go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like look at examples and graphs and whatever not.
Totally.
Yes, but yeah, that's it. We have it should be a short story for everyone, and I hope people like it. So where do you want the people to go which have listened to this episode and they say, okay, we want to know more about Sam?
Yeah, you can really find me on any social media platform. Instagram and LinkedIn are definitely my main two. Just look up Sam Lister. My username on Instagram is Sam X Lister, S-A-M-X. The letter X, LISTER. So on TikTok as well, Facebook, Twitter. I have a podcast called Starting Blank. I'm in the middle of 90 podcasts in 90 days here from October through December. So it's definitely a grind. New episodes dropping daily, but I'm having fun with it. But anywhere on social, you can find me.
So 90 episodes in 90 days.
Yes.
So what kind of episodes are they? Short or long format?
It's a mix. It's average episode is probably between 10 to 20 minutes. So it's more so on the shorter side of the podcast world. But then there's some I throw in, try to throw in at least like a long form 40 minute to an hour episode every week. Just whether it's with my team, whether it's me interviewing someone interviewing me, but really just trying to change it up as much as possible.
Okay. Super. So will this be also on your podcast?
It might be. We'll see.
So then you have one episode less to take.
Yeah, awesome. Exactly.
Okay, then we say ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.